Tan?
Yes.
Okay, we're going to start Pesach Maimorim. So that's not in Teda Art, it's in Lukutu Teda. So in the Lukutu Teda, Parshas Tzav, page Yud Gimel, bottom of the first column. Okay, the Pasuk says, Shesh Yisyam Techa Matzah, 6 days you should eat matzah. And the seventh day is a holding back for Hashem, meaning the seventh day of Pesach is a Yom Tov. So we need to understand, it says in the Pasuk here, it says over here, 6 days you should eat matzah, but Leil, in a earlier Pesukim says, Shivas Yomim Techel Olam Matzah, you should eat matzah for 7 days. So it's a Pasuk, a contradiction. This Pasuk says 6 days eat matzah. Another Pasuk says 7 days eat matzah. So by the way, it's very interesting. The Gemara learns out an interesting halacha from this before the Alter Rebbe goes into Chassidus. And that is like this. From this whole thing comes out that only the first day, night of Pesach is an obligation. Because simply, when the Pasuk says 6 days eat matzah, means it's a mitzvah. You have to eat matzah 6 days. We know it's not true. Only the first night you have to eat matzah. So Gemara learns out because it says seven, six, so what, just the last day, whatever. Against the Megillah, the Gemara learns out that you only have to eat matzah one night. But the Alter Rebbe asks, "Apich Chassidus, like, why is one pasuk say six, one pasuk say says seven?" The inyan is like this: the kan ena kavana lazer al saras achilas matzah. Here, the primary objective of the pasuk is not to tell us about eating matzah. Ela shebeim azayin atzeres. The primary pasuk of this purpose is to tell us that on the seventh day is Yom Tov. Therefore, what's the pasuk saying? By eating matzah 6 days, then you come to the seventh day as a Yom Tov. The halacha is you have to eat 7 days. But the pasuk is teaching by eating matzah 6 days, that's how you come to the seventh day, Kriyas Yom Tov, as a Yom Tov. But this that the pasuk prefaces with 6 days eat matzah. Mashmois hakosav in the implication is that days sheshes yomim techol matzahs by eating matzah 6 days. Ayidays yachak kachavim ashviat zedes. You come to the seventh day Yom Tov. So he says, like, what's the connection? The Alter Rebbe is going to ask, what's the connection between eating matzah 6 days and that's the way you come to the seventh day Yom Tov? Like, what's the connection? So how is it that by eating matzah 6 days you come to the seventh day? Right, another question. The seventh day of Yom Tov is the Fisha B'Shvi'i of Pesach. Right? The miracle of Kriyas Yom Tov happened on the seventh day of Pesach. So here the Pasuk seems to say that by eating matzah 6 days, you come to the seventh day Kriyas Yom Tov. But the Alter Rebbe says, Pira Pesach Mitzrayim Echemutz Neig Rak Yeim Echad L'Cheira. When the Jews left Egypt, they were only forbidden to eat chametz one day, not 7 days. One day, the Gemara says. That means, okay, now they zoch l'Kriyas Yom Tov Shuloya Yidei Achilas Matzah Kol Sheshes Yom. So in other words, if when they left Mitzrayim, they were only forbidden to eat chametz one day, that means the other days they were allowed to eat chametz. So, you know, the original Kriyas Yom Tov happened by not eating matzah 6 days. And now we need to eat matzah 6 days to create Kriyas Yom Tov, just a remembrance of what happened then. It doesn't make sense. Okay, v'gam, the davka yidei sheshes yom teichel matzahs, that's the only way to come to. It doesn't make sense. The pasuk implied by eating matzah 6 days you come to Kriyas Yom Tov. Over there they had matzah one day and they came to Kriyas Yom Tov. So what's the inyan?
We had this last year, right?
We learned this last year. You remember, right? What? Every year you have to learn it over.
Yeah, okay.
You eat the same chalent every Shabbos. You daven the same tefillah 3 times a day. I'll tell you when you could stop learning the maimed. When you're able to say the whole maimed by heart.
No. Sorry for asking that.
No, it's okay. No, it's an important point. When you're able to say the maimed from beginning to end without the book, then you're okay. Then you don't have to learn it.
You learn new things.
Rav Marash said you have to learn a maimed 400 times, and then you begin to see the light. Gam, we're not 400 years old. Gam, lehov, madish, vishal, pesach. Nema, it says, I'll tell you something. I learned this maimer, you have no idea. I mean, I learned it in yeshiva, and every time you learn it, there's new things coming out. Okay, gam, lehov, madish, vishal, pesach, nema, teres, Hashem, alakach. Another question is, by Pesach, it says, atzeres, Hashem, alakach. It's a holding back for Hashem, meaning it's a yom tov for Hashem. Ubishmini atzeres, that says atzeres ti alochem for you. Why by Shvi Shel Pesach does it say it's a yom tov for Hashem, holding back? And by Shmini atzeres, it says atzeres ti alochem, it's for you. Why one Hashem, one for you? Gam love, and also to understand, we say in the Haggadah, it says in the Pasuk, they baked the dough when they left out of Egypt. When they left Egypt, they baked them into the round matzahs. They're not allowed to have chametz. Kigoshim in Mitzrayim, they were driven out of Mitzrayim. They're not able to delay. So what does the pasuk say? Why did they bake matzah? Because they were so rushed out of Egypt, the dough didn't have a chance to rise. That means it's just a practical issue. Why did they bake it matzah? Because they didn't have the time to let it rise. He says, the mashma shazel nesinas tam. The implication is, this is a reason. Lama shafu matzah is v'lei chametz. Why did they bake matzah, not chametz? Ligoshim mitzrayim v'lei hispik lachametz. The simple meaning of the pasuk implies as follows. Why did they bake matzah? Not because they couldn't bake chametz. They were allowed to bake chametz, but they just didn't have a chance. He said, is that to more than a wonder that he nesam achilas chametz yemechad akoponim? The Gemara says clearly, one day they were not allowed to eat chametz. So they had to bake it matzah, even if they did have time. Why is the pasuk saying the only reason they baked matzah is because they didn't have time? Which meant if they had time, they would be able to bake it chametz. It's not true. They weren't allowed to eat chametz anyway. They weren't allowed to bake chametz. Why does the pasuk have to tell us the reason? Because they were rushed. They're anyway not allowed to eat chametz.
I mean, why is it said that they started getting out of the time? At 12 o'clock?
At 12 o'clock midnight, Hashem hit the firstborn. In middle day, so part of the whole night was looking, get out of here, get out of here, get out of here. Right? Where's Moshe? He was looking for Moshe. He ran around in his pajamas looking where Moshe Rabbeinu was. Be'etzemi Emezet, the Gemara says, in middle of the day they left. It was on a Thursday. They left Mitzrayim on Thursday. Thursday afternoon. Be'etzemi Emezet, the middle of the day.
It took 12 hours.
Yeah.
12 hours. Okay.
So when we ate the matzah, the
they ate the matzah before midnight. In Mitzrayim, they ate the matzah before midnight. They were told, Be'erev Teichu Matzahs. When the Jews shechted the Korban Pesach. Okay, that year Pesach was Thursday, the Gemara says. Okay? So Wednesday afternoon, they shechted the Korban Pesach. Right? Now they were told to squirt the blood on the doorpost and all that. They sat down to eat. They had to eat the Korban Pesach. Now, they're not going to talk about it, but they had to eat the Korban Pesach Wednesday night. Wednesday evening. Because according to Pesach, he didn't bring down, like we say in David, Eina Nechel Alach Katzeis. According to Pesach was only out to be eaten until midnight. Right? That means Wednesday before midnight, they have to eat the Korban Pesach with the matzah and maror. Correct? Midnight, Hashem killed the firstborn. Then they were thrown out of Egypt. They ran out of Egypt. The middle of the day, they ran out of Egypt. On the 15th. Right? So the pasuk says, when they ran out of Mitzrayim, they were in such a rush, couldn't become chametz. But the question on the 15th, they were not allowed to eat chametz anyway.
The day they left, they couldn't eat it, or the night?
The night and the day, 24 hours. Okay. So they were not allowed to eat chametz at night. And the next day, they had to eat matzah, right? But that's it, only one day, not 6 days like we do today. So now the Rebbe asked about the over there, they got to be Okriyas Yamtsev with one day eating matzah. Secondly, what does it mean they couldn't make the chametz because they were rushed and pushed? It didn't work out. They were not allowed to eat chametz anyway. Okay, that's the story so far.
But Rabbi, when we say they ate matzah because they were in a rush to leave, but on Wednesday night, they weren't in a rush to leave.
Right.
So why didn't they let it rise?
When? Because they were commanded to eat matzah at night, Be'erev Teichu Matzahs. and then they were not allowed to eat chametz the next day either, right? So then, so they couldn't, even if they wanted to bake chametz and the next day, they couldn't either. As we'll soon figure out, there were two matzahs. There was the matzah they ate before midnight, together at the table with the carbon pesach. And then there was the matzah they ate running out of Egypt. That was not at night, that was in the middle of the day. Right? Just to get the story straight. Okay. Gam, lahov, mashakaz.
So they were not the chippazon. They had a matzah from night before.
Yeah, but they were taking that they ate up already. Jews don't leave over leftovers.
They have to remake.
Yeah. Vayefos habatek asher hotziu mimitzrayim. They baked the dough they took out of Egypt. Out of Egypt doesn't mean what they ate in Egypt. In Egypt they ate the dough, the matzah, that they ate already. Finished. Finished. Now they needed food. Right? They needed food to leave. So they baked matzah. But
there's no time.
There's no time. But the question is, what do you mean? Even if there was time, they were not allowed to eat chametz. Gam lahav masher kosev ba'agod. To understand what it says in the Agod, matzah zushana echlem al shuma. The matzah that we eat by the seder. Why do we eat it? Al shum shleitz b'seker shavisena lahachmitz. That the dough of our forefathers did not have a chance to rise. Achenig lalei melch malchim lachem kodesh baruch hu ga'olam. Until Hashem revealed Himself to the Jewish people and redeemed them. Right. That's what we say in the Agod. So we say in the Agod, we eat this matzah today. Meaning at the Seder, because when the Jews left Egypt, they were in such a rush, it couldn't become chametz until Hashem redeemed Himself, redeemed the guys. So the question is, number one, they're already commanded anyway to eat matzah morning that night. When did Hashem reveal Himself and kill the firstborn? At midnight. When did they have to eat the Korban Pesach? Before midnight. So it's, we say in that God that the matzah that we eat now is to commemorate the matzah they ate after Hashem revealed Himself to the Jewish people. That's not true. That was at midnight. They ate the matzah before midnight, and we eat the matzah before midnight. As he said, "Vetziva matzah mirim yichlu anu kedem chatzeis." Okay? The matzah mara had to be eaten before midnight. Why? Because Pesach ain't in Echal ala achatzesik. We say in davening every day from the Mishnah, right, the Zalma Kayman, that they had to eat it only until midnight. B'chein matzah zoshana eichlam ugamkin chatzesik medavka. The matzah we eat halachically, the matzah of the Seder, you're not allowed to eat after midnight. You're not yet to the mitzvah. You have to eat it before midnight. Halachic midnight, you have to eat it before, yeah? V'imkein eichlo shim shenigla. So how could it be because Hashem revealed Himself? You know, the whole thing doesn't make sense. We eat matzah because the dough didn't rise. We weren't allowed to eat the chametz anyway. And there was after midnight, and we eat before midnight. And they were anyway commanded to eat midnight. Okay.
Two different.
Huh?
Two different
matzahs. Oh, you're so... When you know, the hine gabi be'ed if techu matzah, he says like this. When the Pasuk says, obviously, Al Rebbe is going to explain, there's a matzah before midnight and there's a matzah after midnight. Okay? By the matzah before midnight, the Pasuk says, matzah is chosev vav. The word matzah is normally spelled mem tzadik vav sav. In the Torah, matzahs that they ate before midnight says without a vav, mem tzadik sav. You read a matzahs, okay? It says with the vav. So the matzah that the Jews ate before midnight is without a vav. The matzah they ate after midnight is with the vav. Meaning, what does the vav have to do here? Vav dam shocha shenigla leh melch malchi amloch. Vav, like we learned many times, what's the letter vav? You start from the top and you just go down. So Vav represents, every letter of the Aleph, the shape of the letter brings out the essence of that letter. Aleph looks this way, Beis looks this way, the Svarim written on the shape of the letters, each letter has a meaning. Aleph means to teach, Gimel means to give, Dalim is to the poor, Gimel is, you know, whatever. So it says like this, Vav, the letter Vav represents coming from higher to lower. It's meaning when there's a revelation of Hashem, it's depicted with the letter Vav, because Vav is up on top, coming down. Hamshach. So he says, therefore, Min Kain, how you base Bechinas Matzah. Based on this, there are two levels of matzah. There's Mashakosa Be'erev Techel Matzah, which is matzah, Kredim Chatzes, the pre midnight matzah. V matzah's chosivov, and base the second level of matzah, Vayefos Matzah's Vu Matzah Acha Chatzes, which is with the Vav, Acha Shenigla'alem, after Hashem revealed himself. Clearly from the Psukim, there are two matzahs anyway. There's a matzah they ate in Egypt, there's a matzah they ate out of Egypt. So he says, what's the difference? The matzah without, before midnight, is without the revelation of God. Therefore, it's without the Vav. The matzah after midnight was after Hashem revealed himself to the Jewish people. And therefore, there's matzahs with the Vav. Okay, now I'm about God, the matzah, Zoshana Eichlam Al Shumma. Al Shum Shlehik is Beseka Shavaseinu Lahachmit. Which is matzah smali vav, which is after chatzei stafti. So the Alter Rebbe is saying like this. What the pasuk is telling us, and we say it in the Haggadah, the matzah that we eat today before midnight is to commemorate the matzah they ate after midnight. In other words, the matzah after midnight was after Hashem's revelation to them. So obviously there's a much greater level of matzah. But the matzah that we eat before midnight is equivalent to the matzah they ate then after the revelation of Hashem. The matzah zoshana eichel, gam ki mechina zu, is also this level, and that's why the pasuk says, sheish es yamim teichel matzahs bevav, when this pasuk that he began to mind, 6 days you should eat matzahs, over there matzahs is with the vav. And that was for all generations. Shem yizeh. What?
Before midnight, the Bnei Israel are sitting, having Korban Pesach, having Masa.
They had a Zoom Seder that year.
What are they celebrating? They're not celebrating here. Just because Hashem passed over their sin.
That was later.
Right, that was later.
No.
So what are they doing? They're just having Korban
Pesach. Hashem told them, eat the Korban Pesach and the Matzah, because the Jews needed a schus to get out of Egypt. So what allowed the post-midnight revelation of Hashem, or the midnight revelation of Hashem, was the fact that Jews were, like we said in our God, that they were naked from mitzvahs. So Hashem gave him those two mitzvahs, Dam Mil and Dam Pesach.
They're not celebrating Yetziat Mitzrayim.
No, but they know they're going out.
Yes.
Because Hashem told them, I'm going to hit the firstborn, and then you're going to throw it up. Shemizeh mochad damatz zoshanu eichon. So he said, like this. So the Alter Rebbe is explaining, the matzah we ate before midnight is corresponding with the matzah they ate after midnight. Therefore, by us eating matzahs today, 6 days, in Mitzrayim they only had 1 day. But by us eating this level of matzah 6 days, we merit to the 7th day the revelation of Kriyas Yamsuf. Okay, so basically, before we go further, now the Rebbe is explaining there's two matzahs. There's pre-revelation, post-revelation. In Mitzrayim, the first matzah they ate before midnight was pre-revelation. The matzah we eat today, pre-midnight, corresponds with the matzah post-revelation. Okay, so he says, Lahavin calls them to understand all this. We'll just start this. The pasuk says, man does not live on bread alone. Right? So he means he lives on steak and ice cream and that's the... No, that's the simple meaning of the pasuk. You don't live on bread alone. But he says, the bezur metur et hakusha. This, okay, leave it here. To be continued.
Two different. Rabbi, if you do something that Hashem tells you what we eat now, you do a mitzvah, you do what he tells you to. You did a mitzvah. So that brings him down, right?
Yeah. So he's going to explain that was only after Matan Torah.
Right.
Because Matan Torah was that revelation of Hashem that allowed the physical mitzvah to become holy.
But for us, now, the night before,
we read before midnight, that also has some bringing him down, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like it was after midnight.
Right, okay. Even though it wasn't for them.